It's 5:04. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. New positive coronavirus cases in the state of Iowa have jumped by the highest one-day increase since May, as state health department data also reflects increasing hospitalizations and patients in intensive care. Known positive cases jumped by 744 during a 24-hour period that ended this morning. There were more than 33,800 positive cases this afternoon, 19 additional cases in Woodbury County, 4 more in Dakota County. The Catholic Church received at least $1.4 billion in aid from the U.S. government, according to the Associated Press. Locally in Sioux City, Bishop Heelan Catholic Schools, Briarcliff University, and Holy Spirit Retirement Home received $1 to $2 million each through the Paycheck Protection Program, according to information from the federal government. As reported on Wednesday, the largest loan went to Thompson Electric Company for $5 to $10 million. The trial for the man accused of killing University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts 2 years ago has been moved to January of next year and will now take place in Scott County. The trial for Christian Bahenia Rivera will now take place at the Scott County Courthouse in Davenport. It was previously scheduled for Woodbury County in September. A group of more than 100 members of the Aroma community took part in another march to protest the death of a famous singer. They gathered at a park near the Mary J. Trelia Community House with flags and signs before heading to the federal courthouse in downtown Sioux City.
They are demanding for justice for Hachalu Hundesa, who got killed.
That's Sophia Batte, who moved here 10 years ago to start a family.
We are in America right now, but we still cannot sleep or eat or do anything because our people are dying.
Batte says communication is down in her home country, so she doesn't know if her mother or siblings are safe. Killing the singer as part of a plot to topple the government. Police in the country say 240 people have been killed by recent unrest. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.